Welcome back, everyone, to the Kryotos Maintenance Management Podcast. Today, we're joined by Alex, a leading expert in both maintenance management and the exciting world of the Internet of Things. Alex, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Bruce. It's a pleasure to be here and discuss the fascinating world of equipment reliability.
Absolutely. Now, Alex, equipment failure can be a real headache for any organization. It disrupts workflows, impacts production, and chews into profits. But the good news is, there are ways to improve our equipment's reliability and prevent these headaches.
You're absolutely right, Bruce. In fact, I've identified 7 key strategies that can significantly boost your equipment's uptime and performance.
7? That's fantastic. Let's dive into them. What's the first one?
The foundation of everything is data quality. We need accurate information about our equipment's condition and performance to make informed decisions. This includes collecting data from historical maintenance records, sensor readings, and even operator feedback.
That makes perfect sense. Without good data, we're flying blind.
Exactly. Next, we need to prioritize our assets. Not all equipment is created equal. Some machines are critical to our operations, while others might be less so. By ranking our assets based on their importance and potential impact on the business, we can focus our efforts where they matter most.
Excellent point, Alex. And what about the actual maintenance work?
That's where we can leverage technology. By improving the effectiveness of maintenance tasks, we can move beyond simple reactive repairs and embrace proactive strategies like preventive or predictive maintenance. This could involve using tools like CMMS software, condition monitoring sensors, and even AI-powered analytics.
Now that's getting into some cutting-edge stuff. But what about measuring our progress?
Absolutely crucial, Bruce. We need to develop metrics to track our equipment's reliability. This could include parameters like mean time between failures or overall equipment effectiveness. By tracking these metrics, we can identify areas for improvement and gauge the effectiveness of our strategies.
So far, these are all fantastic tips, Alex. Now, some might argue that simply having backup equipment is the best way to ensure uptime. What are your thoughts on that?
Increasing equipment redundancy can certainly be beneficial, especially for critical systems. However, it's not always the most cost-effective solution. Focusing on preventive maintenance and early detection of issues can often be a more sustainable approach in the long run.
That's a great point, Alex. And finally, what role do the people operating and maintaining the equipment play in all of this?
This is where training and skills development come into play. By empowering our operators and maintenance personnel with the knowledge and skills they need to identify potential problems early on, we can significantly improve our equipment's reliability. Plus, fostering a culture of reliability within the organization encourages everyone to take ownership and contribute to equipment health.
That's a fantastic way to wrap it up, Alex. These 7 strategies: data quality, asset prioritization, effective maintenance, performance metrics, strategic redundancy, skilled personnel, and a culture of reliability form a powerful arsenal for boosting equipment reliability and keeping your operations running smoothly.
Absolutely, Bruce. By implementing these strategies, organizations can significantly improve their equipment performance, minimize downtime, and ultimately achieve greater operational efficiency and profitability.
Thanks again for joining us today, Alex. This has been a highly informative discussion.
My pleasure, Bruce. Remember, improving equipment reliability is a journey, not a destination. It's about making small, continuous improvements that add up to big results over time.
Wise words to end on. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Until next time, keep those gears running smoothly.